Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, holy, holy, holy. Lord of Sabbath, heaven and earth are full of glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, Prince of Creator. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, Lord God of hosts, be with us. For we have no helper in our hearts if in tribulation but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions. Those which are committed willingly, those which are committed unwillingly. Those which are committed knowingly, those which are committed unknowingly. And in the manifest of the Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, Lord, not according to our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Alleluia, the thought of man shall confess to you, O Lord, and the remainder of thought shall keep a feast to you. The sacrifices and the offerings, receive them to yourself. Alleluia, oh,
yeah. Blessed be God the Father, the Pantocrator. Amen. Blessed be his holy begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Amen.
One of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed be the Lord God forever, amen. Praise the Lord, all nations, praise him, all my peoples, for his mercy is confirmed upon us in the truth, the Lord is forever, amen. Alleluia.
Marin që bëndë për shërën, që si në ripën të tjere sësë për Christus, jërë bëzë një gërë në vërvojës në farë, jërë në shërë të një vërtja së jërë në fëti, të në dhërë që atë në saj, në sofë, onë. Marin të rëpozin të farë, në këpër shërë, në atyrem të e, për në këtë një gjevin për vantë të këtë rëpëshës për
Prosim exhausti.
If ni vip choice of not ipipon to crot, or if you have been choice of not ipipon to Jesus be a Christos, we thank you. For every condition concerning every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, girded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and ever us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us and help us, and accept us to the supplications of his prayers and his saints, for that is good on his behalf at all times. Make us worthy to partake of the Holy Communion, his holy and blessed mysteries, for the mission of our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask in the good number of mankind, grant us a complete solid in all the lives of all the blood, with peace, with your fear, on every temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man. And the rising of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us to give them the authority to treat and serpent and scorpion upon the power of the enemy.
Servant, the minister of this day, the Higumin, the priest, and the church of the people of my Saviour, from the mouth of the Holy and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, and the church, the discourse, and the apostle, the Peter, home, martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, and Benedict, from the mouth of the 300, Tini, Sibylline, and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Amba Tawadros, the second, his partner, the bishop Amba Poulos, and from the mouth of my greatest self, for a blessing full of glory, the holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now in all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and life? For they indeed for a few days chastened us and as seemed best to them, but hearing for our profit that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God and the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Beloved, do not think strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange things happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busyboy in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Hail to you, O
A reading from the Acts of our Fathers of Pure Apostles, who were invested with the grace of their Holy Spirit. May their holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? and they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death at that time. A great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, being confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today
is the fourth day of blessed month of Abib. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us in peace, and cultivate all our sinners and iniquities forgiven. Through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church commemorates the consecration of the Church of the two martyrs, Saint Abakir and Saint John, the relocation of their relics to it. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Say all together. Again, we have to all together. Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten, Master Lord Jesus Christ. Remember also, Master Abedan, to remember this supplication and prayer which have brought to Lord our God, those ever even on asleep repose, them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Holy Gospel according to teacher Saint Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciples, blessing be with Saul, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the King, his holy blessing be with Saul, amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
You remember what we talked about before? We took the organization and the order of the liturgy. We started by, let's go through the liturgy first, okay? So we start first things, which is the Vesper praises. Like, so I have to start a night, like an evening, by Vesper praises in first, and after that I have to pray the Vesper. So I have to go to the Vesper to see what is the order of the Vesper. So the Vesper here, for as we said before, we have many things. I'll start in first. I have to say a Lysoni Mass, which is like in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. And so I bow before the altar 3 times as a priest, and I'm saying I'm not worthy to come to the church, but because it's your grace and your things, that's why I'm thanking you about to bring me here to the church, to the house of the angels. So I bow 3 times to do Matanya, 3 times before the altar. So and after that, go inside the altar, I kiss the altar, and also I bow and say, I say, thank God that you bring me here to pray for you. So after that, I go to the altar, and I open the altar, okay, from this side, like if I'm looking to this way, so I have to move the altar from the right to the left, okay? So I have to move the altar to the other side, okay? This is what I have, and say Our Father, and I say like that, Alaisuni mes osios, which is in this in Coptic, but in English, have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulation and afflictions but you. So this is what I have to say in the beginning. So I say Our Father, and after that, I pray the thanksgivings, and I have to stay outside here. Why I'm staying outside? Because I remember when Adam in first in the beginning, when God said to Adam, you have to go outside where? The paradise of joy. So I remember that. That's why I remember that Adam was outside the paradise of joy. And after that, Jesus Christ came on the cross to save him, or save all the nations. That's why I'm giving thanks to God that I'm going inside the altar again, or all the human being going to the paradise, to the paradise of joy. So after the thanksgivings, I give, after that we have to pray the verses of the symbols, which is named in Arabic Arba'a Na'us, verses of symbols, and we remember all the some of the saints during these symbols. Then after that we say the litany of departed, which is, if it is it's night, that's why I have to pray the litany of the departed, and we say why we have to pray that. Then after that we have say the doxology, and all the doxologies also too, it depends on the day. For example, if it is a feast of the resurrection, so I have to pray the doxology of the resurrection. If the feast of the nativity, I have to pray the doxology of nativity. If it's not, there is no feast like today, so I pray all the doxologies of Saint Mary, Archangel Michael, Saint Mark, the apostles, all the doxology. You know the tone of the doxologies, the regular one during the day or not? How we start the doxology? Okay. This is for in Coptic. I would say, in Christ Jesus our Lord, Amen, Alleluia. Hail to you, we ask you, Saint full of glory, the ever virgin, the Theotoko, the Mother of Christ. This is normal. Say, the other side should reply, lift up our praise unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. And the other side, they have to reply. Until we finish the last part, we start like that. Hail to you, Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us. This is a regular tone. We ask you to remember us, our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. This is a regular tone that we are using during all the year. It's different depending on the feast. For example, if the resurrection, if there is the nativity before, during Kiyak, it's different. So we have to, this is a regular, the majority of the days and during the year. So I pray, you see, the doxology, for example, here on the screen. We have the doxology of Saint Mary, all heavenly beings, Saint John Baptist, and the apostles, Saint Mark, Saint George, Saint Philopater Marcorius, Saint Mina. So I can choose and can pick any doxology from all these doxologies, and I can to say it. Depend on the feast, depend also too on the relics that I have here of the saints. So after that, the doxology. So I started by thanksgiving, number one. Then after that, we prayed the verses of the symbols. Oh, there is something very important I forgot. During the verses of symbols, the deacons give me what is the shuri in English? Censer. So yeah, the deacon give me the censer. I will show you. So I put the incense inside the censer, and I have to put how many times? You remember the deacons? Huh? No, not three. How many times I have to put it? Huh? Huh? Nine? No, it's too much. No? Huh? No, this is a five. I have to put five spoons of the censer. The incense, I have to put five spoons of incense inside that censer. Why five?
There's two symbols. We have five in the Bible. Okay, five. I know it's hard. Okay, can you put it inside? Take care, simple. So, why I have to put five? Number one, it represents one symbol in the Old Testament, which is a five sacrifices. Thank you. The five sacrifices in the Old Testament. You know that there is no Jesus Christ yet, so they give like a sacrifice, like an animal, a sacrifice. So like a lamb. So we have different kind of sacrifices. So we remember that the five sacrifices of the Old Testament represent, now it's finished, and represent now with one sacrifice with Jesus Christ, he came to the world. So I put five sacrifices, okay? And I said, like, this is finished already. This is a sacrifice of the Old Testament, and now is the New Testament, Jesus Christ, there's no sacrifices. So this is what I put. Oh, how many times do I give the incense, and there is two deacons in the other side, right? Or what? Can you, someone give me the Bishara will cross? When you do that. To know what is existing on the altar, we have to know the cross, and we have the gospel inside this box. There is a gospel inside this box. There is a gospel. So the cross and the gospel and two deacons, they have to hold the gospel, and they have to hold the cross. One in his hand here, and the other guy beside him. He has to hold the gospel and the cross. And for myself, I give the incense to them. I give the incense. And so we have to go around the altars how many times? Do you remember or not? Yes. Two times and a half. Yes, exactly. Okay. Why we have to go around? Why we have to go around? What's representing? Okay, I'm holding, now the deacon hold the cross, and another deacon hold the gospel. And for myself, I have a censer in my hand, I give incense, okay, and I go around all the altar like two times and a half, or like around three times. Why I have to do that? Why we have to do that? All of that. It's only we adding something, we have to move, for example, go do some sport during the liturgy, or we have to run after, I have to run after the deacon? No, right? Yeah, it's not sport. It's not a kind of sport. Yes, why I have to do that? Yes. On? Yes, exactly. One of it is very important. That it's represent that the disciples, then when Jesus Christ came and he told the disciples and the apostles, and he said, I will give you the cross and the gospel, you will write the gospel and you will preach over the world. So we go around, I go around the altar inside the altar, it represents Jerusalem. And so after that, Abuna go around, go outside the church, and go also around, as I said last time, go around the church all the time, all the like infinity symbol, okay, and as if all the apostles and the disciples go around the world and preach the word of God. So I go inside it first three times and go outside the church, represent the disciples and the apostles who preached the word of God over the world. So after that, I finished and came back, and I pray the Litany of Departed, and after that, I said the doxology, and I said also Efnoti Nainan. You know, I remember that I told you that, what is that? We say the creed. By the way, when we pray the creed, the Orthodox creed, you know what is the Orthodox creed or not? Look to the screen. Our creed, this is what our belief. To know how they put the creed,
There is a lot of issues happen in the church, and there's a lot of people said wrong believe in Christ. So what happened? There is a lot of patriarchs and bishops and metropolitans. They have a lot of meetings together and council, name councils, okay? And they put this doxology and they said, this is our belief and our faith. So when we have to say the creed, we have to say it loudly, because they fight against all the people who are against the belief of Christ, the Orthodox Christ, the Orthodox faith, and they fight against that. So I have to say it loudly and proudly. I have to be proud with these people who fight against everything to have this creed. So, Anna Mabahibish, I don't like, for example, that someone say, we believe in one God, God the Father, God the Christ. No. We can't say that. The creed, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator. We have to say like that. This is the creed. That's why we have to say. So after we finish the creed, Abuna have three candles. Please, can you bring me the candles, the cross with the candles? So Abuna have in his hand, right hand, we have the like a cross, and there are three candles, okay? And he started to say, Ifnoti Nainan, which is named like, O God, have mercy upon us, settle mercy upon us, and have compassion upon us.
Can you give it to me? Thank you so much. This is the cross.
So this is a cross, and a cross, and I have the three candles here. What the three symbol of what? Sign of what? Three. Huh? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, they're sleeping. Still sleeping. Okay, so I have the three candles, which is here, represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So after that, I look to the east, to the other side, and I say, oh God, have mercy upon us, settle mercy upon us, have compassion upon us, okay? So I have to go to, you remember, to the right direction or left direction?
If I am here, look to me.
Okay. I'm looking now to this way, okay? I have to go to the right direction. I have to go circle. I have to go to the right direction or the left direction. Left direction. Very good. Can you tell me the direction of the clock? Someone tell me the direction of the clock. Huh. Come. Do by your hand the direction of the clock. Oh, so from the left, from here, like go to the right, right? Go to the right, your right hand. Oh, yeah, to the right hand. This is a clock going like that. Yes, like that. Yeah, you are in opposite of me. You are looking to me. So if you go to my side, come here. Yes, exactly. So here like that, I go to the right.
If I look to this side, the right direction with the clock from here. So he's going to the left side, anti-clockwise. It means I go outside the time, but not on the earth now. So in heaven, there is no time, there is no clock. So I can't remember the church, hey, Abuna, it's too long, the liturgy. No, we are outside the time. So after Abuna has finished the three times, and he blessed all the directions of the church, and he finished. So after that, we say the litanies of the gospel, and we read the gospel, and we finish the first part of the Vesper. The Vesper exactly we repeat it on the morning in the matins. The same prayers, same prayers, same prayers. There's exactly. So the next week, I'm finished reading the matins because it's ready. Already we explain what is exactly we have in the Vesper. The next week, I will explain different part from the liturgy. Remember, what is a Vesper. If you have, for example, any, you can go to back to home and ask that your parents, you have on your phone the Coptic reader, okay, and open the Coptic reader and read the order of the Vespers and the Matins to know exactly, to review at home. And glory be to God forever. Amen. So now we will pray together what? The creed. We will pray together the creed. Stand up all, stand up. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator. You can read it on the screen.
And of all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism of remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Amen.
Is
more than possible. O God, every the eternal, who formed man in corruption, and that which ended the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten, O God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the heart of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love in their apostolic kisses.
Lord,
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, O God, holy precious, malice, and the remembrance of evil, interlink this, and make us worthy of the communion. O Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us, offer in order to stand with trembling look towards thee. Let us attend.
We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and say, give us a mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Where are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, truly indeed it is meet and right. All you who are master, Lord God of truth, be me for the reigning forever. Who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the different, the Father of all God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand
before
up.
Whom stand the angel, archangel, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the
you
east.
You are here, Arnus, and the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, raising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Agios. As we said before that we have to do the cross when we say agios. It's the holy. Agios, agios, holy, holy, holy. Indeed, O Lord, our God, who formed us, created and bring our paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life, or were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always with us through your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, through your only begotten Son, Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Amen. And taught us the way of salvation. He granted us the birth from white truth, water and spirit. He made us unto him congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, who gave himself up for our salvation unto death, which reign over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
He rose from the dead on the third. He ascended into the heaven and sat at the high Father. He has appointed a day for recompense, in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy,
He instituted for us this great mystery of goodness, for being determined to give himself up to death for the life of the
we believe.
He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and the life-giving.
We believe that this is true.
He looked over heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Mother of everyone, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed it.
Amen.
And he sanctified it.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glorify.
He and gave it to his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take it of it, all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Likewise, also the cup after supper, he makes it of wine and water, and he gives thanks.
Amen.
He blessed it,
amen.
And he sanctified it.
Amen. Again, we believe, we confess, and we glorify.
He tested and gave it also to his own disciples and the apostles, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your
death, O Lord, we proclaim, your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens. We confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, O Lord, and we entreat you, O our who also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, he's sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts, from what is used for every condition, concerning every condition, and every condition.
Worship God in fear,
worship
and
tremble.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you.
Let us attend, amen.
And this bread he makes into his holy body.
I believe.
This cup also into the bread and blood of the new covenant.
Then I believe. Amen.
Giving for the remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We may, Lord, your mother, to partake of your holy and the perfection of our soul, one body, one spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit. And we have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have listened in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired in yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Ambata Rose II, and his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are identifying the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to share with flock and beast. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox human priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servant and all one virginity and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us all. God the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember all the safety of this place which is yours in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, to the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life and infant. Let the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, and the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you. For you give them their food in your season, and you know, according to your goodness, O you, who give food to all flesh, fill our heart with joy and gladness, that we dwell in sufficiency and in everything, all may abound in every good deed. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, on whom we have the envy brought, and those by whom the envy brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have my
this Lord, I command of your only begotten to share commemoration of your saint graciously, I would rather remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning of our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessor, and all the spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John, the former baptist, the martyr, the sinner, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, the martyr, the evangelist, the apostle, the martyr, the patriot, the hero, the discourse, and the apostolic, the patron, the martyr, and high priest. Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Bernard, Saint Gregory, Saint John, the Gregory, the wonder worker, the 300 in Thessalonica and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great, Abba Antony, our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three, Abba Macarian, all children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba John Begamin, our righteous Father, Abba Bishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. And Baba Gerlabi Masun, Arshiz Yakun, Habib Gergis, and all the God of your central truth, praise and supplication and mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose your souls and forgive us our sins.
Holy Spirit,
be with us. Amen. Glory to you. O Lord, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Lord, repose them. Amen.
Those, O Lord, whose holy have taken upon them the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place, and we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. From generation to generation and unto the age of the ages. Amen. Lead us without the way unto your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything. Honor and blessed be Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reni Pasi. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he also has been worthy now to send only plea to lift up our hand and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of it, the divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
We have to worship all now. We have to worship all. The holy body.
We worship your holy body.
And the precious blood.
And your precious blood.
Of his Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen. Prosev exauce.
Kyrie eleison.
O God, who has granted us the sinner the aforethought salvation and heavenly articulate sacrifice, that is divine body and the precious blood of Christ, this that has become for us purification, salvation, grace, and forgiveness of
sins. Lord, have mercy.
So that with the gracefulness we may cry unto you, Holy Father, who art in heaven, and saying, Our Father, all together, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ,
Ye fala se mon to kireo o eklena ate en obion so ki ire pros homen te metavo
is more than possible. Remember, O Lord, our congregation, blood them.
Saved. Amen.
And with your spirit and the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The whole is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen. One in the Holy Father, one in the Holy Son, one in the Holy Spirit. Amen. The holy body and the honor, true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The holy honor, body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, is in truth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, and confess to the library that the life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, in one divinity, without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration, He, with no confession before Pontius Pilate, He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His will for us all. Truly, I believe that His divinity departed from humanity, not for a single moment, nor in twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life. So, we partake of Him. I believe that is so in truth. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
send to us the Paraclete, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter.
Said, I will make of you.
strong and courageous. Through Christ our God, the Almighty, Arbrez Vivine, Re Yegon, Oten, Shoysen, Nefter, Tithe, Oto, Kos, Mare, Yasmave, Ben, So, Tirentev, Kanen, Novi, Inan, Evo.
All the angels of this sacrifice of this day who fly to the heights, remember us before God to forget of our sins.
Amen. Alleluia. Zot sabbat rike yoke agyom nev mati keni kai kestos eonas toni onan amin ten oje volen goi moshe o ben shoy Jesus be Christos is moni oriente et ve is moni oriem if yaro is moni siti nemne se mare bek nine tiki o in softem bek lea o soti emono o naino kirie eleison kirie eleison kirie evlogison amin is moero stime tania con e evo con bi esmo Amina se shopi.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, and is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now the love of the Father, and the Son of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
And with your spirit.